views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we have a really interesting topic today. One of the ones that I find to be an incredibly profound way of healing when other options don't work for you, or you're still looking for something a little bit deeper. It's just like, yeah, that's helped me, but there's still something else. We're talking about past lives, past life patterns. And I have a guest with me today that has really discovered in her own work 12 past life patterns. And we're going to be talking about that today. My guest today is Karen Downing. And she is a spiritual teacher as well. And she really does work to help you discover that unconventional source of the challenges you face in life. Perfect, perfect, perfect for this show, because that's what we're all about. You know, I love that. We are not cookie cutter here. Everybody's unique. And there's always an interesting, what I call a recipe for life, to find what works for you, to find what will help you move forward. Some people have one way, some people have another. This is an interesting topic, even if you don't believe in that. She has found ways, and so have I in my own practice. I have noticed that as well. So this will be an interesting conversation with Karen today, because even people that don't come from this are like, I don't know about that, or they weren't raised in that, or maybe a religious belief, anything like that. They have found that this has helped them in some way just by exploring it. So to open your mind to that. So a little bit about Karen, and I'm going to bring her right on. She has been teaching meditation and connecting with clients into their past lives since 2007. And Karen's clients come to her because they are faced with a situation that they cannot seem to gain through the understanding in a traditional way. Very often they've tried those traditional therapies and other mainstream solutions, but are unable to achieve the transformation they seek. During a past life analysis, Karen is able to assist the client in uncovering how their past life energy is affecting their life now. Even those who are unsure, they believe. Just like I said earlier, she presents these issues in a way that's very helpful with insights for anybody. So in that work, like I said earlier, those 12 past life patterns have emerged. So I'm going to bring on Karen. Karen, welcome to the Jen Royster Show.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I mean, we could just go on and on about this. And we are going to open the lines up for anyone that may have a question about past lives. If you have a question for Karen about this, the number is 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in with your questions about past lives. So, Karen, let's you've been doing this for a few years now, several years now. Now, how did you end up developing it? Were you just noticing something within the clients you were working with that was repeating?
Really, that's how it began, yes, because there's certain experiences that people have in their life or certain emotions they're going through. And very often you can't pinpoint what the source of that is. You look around and you say, wow, my, you know, siblings went through that, but I react this way, they react this way. And you're trying to get deeper and deeper to the life issues. And all of a sudden these patterns begin to emerge in how people were acting and reacting based on the patterns of what they have experienced in multiple past lives.
Mm. So in your method, are you taking them through like past life regression? Is that what you're doing?
I actually don't do regression. I do recommend it to many people to go to regressionists. I have a tendency to work with people who are either unsure if they believe in past lives, so regression's usually kind of out the window in that situation, just to kind of assist in looking at their life, analyzing their behavior, and then assisting them in understanding it through the lens of past life.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to clarify that because a lot of times immediately we hear a lot about past life regression, and
sure.
You know that you see that with hypnotherapists a lot, and they are astounding. They're amazing.
For
someone like myself that's intuitive, I will pick up on them. I remember, and I don't know if you've ever had this happen, Karen. I had a lady one time working with her. All of a sudden, I see this Viking floating over top of her. I said, would you have any idea what this is? And she had already done extensive study in her past life. She goes, oh, that was one of my past lives. You're seeing one of my past lives. And she had resolved it. So she had brought what she learned from that past life into this one. Which is probably why I was picking it up. But it was quite interesting for someone, oh, yes. I mean, she was very sure. And I thought, all righty then. You know, I was like, why in the world do you have a Viking over here? You know, I'm trying to figure that out. So when you're working with people, you're actually helping them guide it. And so they're processing it. It sounds like they're very proactive and a part of what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's true. And people do have a lot of emotional release during the process. You know, that's really what we focus on is letting go of the parts of the patterns we don't want to hold on to, maybe, you know, emotional behavior, negative self-belief, but also embracing those positive qualities. Like you very much said in the example with the Viking, that it's about embracing those gifts and talents that you also bought from past lives. You know, a lot of people tend to view it like, oh, I want to let go of all that stuff. Well, no, we have expertise that we're bringing with us too. And so we look at both aspects of that.
Yeah. And that's great because I love that. I love people taking a role in it, not just waiting to be told what to do. I'm very much about empowering you to feel like you are a participant and, because that's really a true healing when you are actively participating in that. It's interesting because you seem to have come up with like a basic 12. So, I mean, there's probably more, but you seem to have a very popular or a very common denominator that you're seeing a lot where you've come up with 12 patterns that you're seeing quite often. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And it's a way for, really started out as a way for those who don't really understand why they would like to learn about their past lives to start to look at where their behaviors come from. That's what we start with talking about. You know, how do you have repeating patterns at work? Do you have repeating patterns at home? Are you experiencing the same thing over and over again, just in slightly different manners? And we start there, and that will give us the foundation of what the pattern is. Actually, when we get into each pattern has two different ways that it shows up. So that really adds to the depth of the exploration.
Right. Okay. That sounds awesome. This is an interesting topic. If you have a question and you want to call in, we have the lines open if you have a past life question that you have, because she talks about helping you through these past life patterns. The number is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about what people should know when they're going into these past lives, because it's more than just being curious about who you were, when and where. So we're going to take a short break. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, spiritual teacher Karen Downing. We're talking about past life patterns. We'll be right back after the break.
to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
And we are back. If you're just tuning in, boy, have we got a show for you today. We're talking about 12 past life patterns here on the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, spiritual teacher Karen Downing. And she has 12 past life patterns that she has seen emerge through her work with many, many clients. And before we went to break, Karen, we were talking about how they help people, but what about, you know, what people should know versus not just being curious? That's one of the things that, you know, it's not necessarily just a novelty like, oh, who was I before? And it's you go a little bit further into it than that. I mean, it's about to help you in this lifetime and be in the present.
Correct. It is all about helping you understand how your past lives are affecting you now. That's the whole point of looking at them and exploring them. I mean, there's a lot of people, the first thing they ask, you know, was I Cleopatra? Was I George Washington? Was always this big figure in history. And, you know, it's not to discount people who actually have those past life experiences, but those are pretty rare. You know, usually we live life as a regular citizen, different times in history, and we go through experiences of life. What we are here to understand now is how those emotional experiences, how the loss we went through, or maybe the manipulation, or the abandonment, or the betrayal, all of those things, how do they affect us now? And are we still living our life with the expectation of repeating that fear?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when, I mean, we've had several lifetimes, you know, a lot of people have. I mean, everybody has different times they've been here. And some people, the old souls, have been here quite often. I mean, we're talking about a lot of them. So if there's one particular pattern, for example, when I'm working in Akashic Records or doing a reading to look into that, we're pinpointing, okay, where was this pattern not resolved? We don't want to go through all 57 lifetimes. No, we want to go to the one where the root cause is for this issue. So, you know, you kind of put that intention out there as well, because you can get lost in the past, and it's not about just being back where you were. It's about who you are today. Absolutely with that. And that's what Karen is saying here as well. How do people react that have never heard of this, or it doesn't come from their belief system?
You know, I've had the opportunity to go on what would seem like a radio show that was very different from this belief system. Really, you know, very formally religious-based radio. And we've talked about these past life patterns. And it was amazing how people were reacting, because they could totally see, wow, I am the ruler. I totally do this. I have this experience. Mm-hmm. I think this way. I always wondered in the back of my mind if I had been a queen or a king in a past life, you know. And so it's a way to kind of get people to think about past lives in more of a archetype model. And that's really a softer approach, but it's by understanding these repeating patterns and behaviors and our emotions that can really give us kind of that gel that pulls us in to get to the root source. And that's really why they were developed.
Absolutely. I mean, we pretty much stay in that place if it's an unresolved place that we haven't moved forward through. So in a way, let me put this out there in a perspective. You're gathering and going back and retrieving, which is more going to sound shaman, but it's more you're retrieving that piece that maybe never grew up in the inner child because of something that happened somewhere. You know, you're working with those places and those pieces of you that aren't keeping up with the rest that seems to be thriving and doing fine. And does that make sense to you? Because that's a way that I will see it as well. It has a powerful impact when you go, oh, wow. Yeah. You know, I've even seen when we've reconnected that and they've resolved it, physical health changed because everything is going to affect your physical body as well. So really, and really powerful going deep within, kind of into the depth of who you really are, which is all the patterns and history of who you've been and where you're going to be next, you know, a lot of it. Absolutely. Now, they don't have to believe in it, like you were saying. They don't have to believe in it. And you said when you were in the other circles where it really wasn't a common belief system, what were they taking from that? For someone that's like, I don't know, what are the biggest things they can take from this and just exploring it?
Well, the biggest aha moment that really takes place is when there's an understanding of, I never knew where that feeling inside of me came from. You know, I never knew why, even though I went through all those same experiences as the people around me in my life, why did I turn out this way and somebody else turned out differently? Where does that come from? You know, we start usually with looking at some of the things that are there on a fear level, but also gifts and talents that somebody might be trying to push away that really they can be accepting of and embracing of. And so those are the things that even those who don't have a belief in past lives really can start to connect with, and then that really builds the process of that inner exploration.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, on another note, believe it or not, it's not always looking for why this is so difficult in my life. Yes, that is going to help. But you will also learn and discover why you seem to just know how to do certain things in your life.
Exactly.
Why I had that skill from another time and brought it in very well into this life. So you also discover, oh, okay, yeah, that's why I'm so mathematical. I was a math genius or something before. You don't know. You know, I mean, things like that can happen too. So there's a lot of good things in it. And we talk a lot about having the affirmations be a part of our life. And why would they be used with past life? You know, I guess therapy is the word, but just healing. I like to say healing. So,
Yeah, I really like to use affirmations as a part of this work because, first of all, they provide a hook to change our thinking. It gives us a new pattern that we're creating in our mind. So instead of, you know, when we look at the mirror and maybe we see something we don't like about ourselves, we're learning to change that way we interact with us. And the thing is, with these past life patterns, these are things that are so deeply instilled within us that it becomes like a broken record that's playing in our mind. We're not always aware of it on a conscious level. And as we start to use affirmations in our life, we're creating a new record that's going to play. We're creating a new song we're repeating over and over again. And that's really where the two tie in together. You know, it's really important when using affirmations to use affirmations that you will always believe to be true no matter where you're at in your life. Otherwise, there's this kind of feeling like, oh, I'm lying to myself, or I don't really believe that. So that's something that I find to be very essential for the affirmations to truly do the work that they can do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because you're shifting that energetic pattern immediately when you just decide, I'm going to change this up. You're taking your power back when you do that.
Right.
You see something you don't like, you're going to change it up. So I'm very much about that. That is incredible, incredible. Now, you, how long does it, I mean, do you see people working with this a few times, one time? How long do you, what's an average? I mean, everybody's different, but what's an average if you start exploring this for people to expect?
I would say for a new person who really hasn't done any past life exploration, it would probably be a good like 6 month chunk of internal study looking at it. It doesn't all have to be guided, but really a good, that's a good amount of time to focus in at looking at these things. Remember, these are, you know, we have 10, 12 past lives in this one issue. Somebody who's looked at a little bit more can go a little bit less, you know, really just do it through meditation and connecting with their higher self and really work through it very quickly.
Absolutely. Meditation's a big one for that. Meditation's huge for that. You will discover so much because you're just getting in touch with your higher self, which, you know, has access to all of this, which is who you really are and all of the things you've collected along the way. So it can be pretty, pretty powerful. You know, I wanted to put that out there because it isn't like an instantaneous and it's done. You know, I wanted to give people an idea that this is a work of self-healing and self-exploration and really discovering who you are and why your personality traits, why you're stronger at this and why you may be a little more emotional about that, and really helping you develop and strengthen weaknesses, bring that into a healing and a place where it can be part of your life and support you. And, you know what you're so strong at. So to have a balance, because when we can bring all those things in from everything we've explored and learned in a journey, that's powerful. And now you have, you're making the most of this lifetime. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you've been doing this now for how long? Since 07, is that right?
Correct. Yeah. 7 years.
Yeah. You've been doing this for a while. Wow. Now you do this just in person or?
No.
Or
no, over phone or Skype or in person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good to know. Since this show is all over the world, I wanted to put that out there as well. So that's fantastic. Awesome. Now we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Karen, I would love for you to share with us some of these 12 past life patterns that you have discovered. And
Great.
See if, you know, some of the listeners could resonate with some of that. You are listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest, Karen Downing. We're talking about past life patterns. We'll be right back after the break.
how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-B-INTUIT.
Whether you live here year-round, summer here, or like to visit, everyone agrees that Southern New England is a very special place. From residential and commercial real estate to summer rentals and second home sales, you can depend on Randall Realtors. Serving Southern New England, Randall Realtors has unparalleled customer service. From waterfront to Main Street to everything in between, the trusted advisors and skilled negotiators at Randall Realtors will assist you with all of your real estate needs. Visit RandallRealtors.com. That's RandallRealtors.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
JC's of Watch Hill is having a special on swimsuits right now with 30 to 50% off all swimsuits. JC's has 25 designer brands including Tommy Bahama, Ralph Lauren, and Sea Waves. JC's of Watch Hill has all sizes, extra small through 3X. JC's of Watch Hill is also your home for dresses and women's wear. Locally owned by Jean Murano and Sherry Federico. JC's 62 Bay Street, Watch Hill, and the Annex 137 Atlantic Avenue, Mesquamaket. You can soak up the sun with JC's of Watch Hill.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Like JC's on Facebook.
Oh, we are back. Boy, that's just taking me back to the big hair days. Oh, thank you, Brian, for that great music. I'm Dr. Jen.
You're welcome, my friend.
The Jen Royster Show. Man, yeah, who didn't have? Don't you remember those days, Karen?
The big hair days? Well,
you were a little,
I was a little bit young.
Oh, you were a little bit. Okay, now I've dated myself. Oh, thank you, Karen. That's okay. Oh, yeah. She just, maybe she remembers mom with the big hair days.
Definitely, yes. And there is a picture of me with giant big hair from when I was younger.
Oh, man. I mean, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had it going on. Okay. I know. Some people say, what do you mean? You still have big hair. I go, well, it's not that big. You should
not
have seen
compared
it.
To what, yeah. No. Yeah, those pictures from that time. Whoa.
Absolutely. Now, we are, for you guys turning, that's not the topic of the show, the big hair. But if you're just tuning in, we have been talking about past life patterns, which are so interesting, I feel, for healing and really getting to root causes of things that you're trying to, you know, strengthen, overcome in your life. My guest today is Karen Downey, and she's a spiritual teacher that's been working with her clients and has developed and discovered, really more of a discovery, and you've seen a pattern of 12 distinct past life patterns. So can you share with us what some of those patterns are that you've discovered in that 12?
Sure. One of the first ones I'll talk about today is called the monk. And so, you know, this is somebody who has lived many past lives in some type of religious order. It could have been an existence in a temple, in a nunnery, in religious service, where usually their material needs were taken care of by whatever religious organization they were a part of. So that's the past life context for that. And how it shows up now is a couple of things. One is that they usually feel a little bit uncomfortable with the material world. Maybe they don't have a television in their home, or if they do, they don't really watch it. They don't spend a lot of time connecting with what's going on with current events. They typically will feel very uncomfortable with putting a price on things or understanding things through a financial context, and in fact may feel that it feels yucky to them to put a charge for a spiritual service that they do, like if they're an energy healer or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely a very common pattern for people who are drawn to spirituality, kind of get into that mode again, and there's this internal belief that it's not holy or it's not spiritual to talk about finance. But we're living in the modern era where we have this constraint called money right now, and we do have to talk about it. So that's definitely one that shows up quite a bit for people who are really into, you know, metaphysics and all esoteric topics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. And I know what you're talking about. I've seen it out there. Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Okay. That's an interesting one, guys. Now, what about another one?
Another one that I want to talk about today is the ruler. It was what I mentioned a little earlier in the show. So this person obviously is coming from past life experiences of being an emperor, a king, a queen, somebody in charge of making decisions for a country or a region, and is responsible for everybody's well-being in the area of their rulership. So in their life now, they feel this tendency to be in control again in all times. They might become the ruler of their household or of their neighborhood block, and they have real issues of needing to feel like they have to be the one in charge all of the time, even if it's not in their area of expertise, even if it's not something that they have experience with. So that's definitely one that it shows up more so in ways of somebody feeling this consistent need to take charge. And also, they do have a deep down fear of making the wrong decision. So because of that, they can act very autocratic in a way of, you know, dictating to everybody what has to happen to kind of cover up for that insecurity of what happens if something goes wrong. Also, too, they really feel this pressure of needing to make sure that everybody's needs are taken care of. So it's quite an interesting pattern, and it's one that shows up for a lot of people. They can connect with it at work or connect with it at home.
Yeah, it almost sounded like it had some conflicting inner patterns within itself. Yeah. I like if there was a history that they were king and it was a choice that they felt shouldn't have been made. Now they want to control it, but they don't. Oh, my goodness. That one's complicated.
It is complicated. The thing with the ruler is there's this inner turmoil of, are the people more important or is the process more important? Is the process of earning a paycheck more important than, you know, spending time with everybody at home? Or is spending time with everybody at home more important than putting in the overtime to earn this money? That's really the way internally that the ruler is looking at everything and assessing everything. What's more important in a given day?
Wow. And let's, do you have one more you could share? Because these are interesting. I mean, these are 12 of them. She's only talked about two of them so far. That's interesting.
The other one I want to share today is one they call the victim. You know, this is one when people hear the name, first of all, they usually don't want to accept that that might be a part of their own patterning. The reason why it has that name, it's because the person in many past life experiences was, you know, minding their own business, living their life, and all of a sudden something unexpected happened to disrupt their life. It could have been a natural disaster, it could have been a plague or some kind of disease, it could have been an accident, could have been a crime, whatever it was, it altered their process of life. So they went from a very happy-go-lucky existence to doom and gloom in a very short period of time. So when somebody has had that experience in multiple past lives, in this life now, they are living in a state of anxiety, always waiting for that other shoe to drop, always waiting for something bad to happen. So there's this deep down expectation of negative outcomes, no matter what it is that they're doing. They could have everything squared away, feel safe and secure in many parts of their life to the outside perspective. But for themselves, they still are waiting. I need to ensure that I protect myself against this and that and the other. And so they are acting and reacting in such a way to prevent what they think could prevent any possibility of a surprising negative outcome. It's a very challenging pattern to work with because there is a lot of fear there, probably more so than any of the other patterns. But it's one that many people face, and it's an important one to talk about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then sometimes we're so preoccupied and our focus is on that so much. I mean, if you believe the other shoe is going to drop, that's an affirmation too.
Exactly.
Affirmation is what you're stating, what you believe. So that's where I'm seeing affirmations are extremely powerful in that case. Mm-hmm. Well, in all of them, but especially that one, because you're taking power to shift that. And sometimes we have to start claiming something before we truly believe it. But to repeat that with the affirmation helps you come to a place where you can replace that belief system with something that's going to work better for you.
Well, exactly. And I'm glad that you said that because you do have to put some ownership on what you had participated in the past. Mm-hmm. To pretend that that didn't happen or pretend that you didn't go through that experience is really going to force the energy back down inside of you, which is when it starts to cause other problems in your life. So mm-hmm. It is about accepting it and then putting it through a lens of how you're going to take your experiences from that, change the ones you don't like, and improve on the ones that did help you. I mean, the victim, it doesn't sound like, well, what positive traits can come from that? But really, this person is an excellent, keen observer. They're great in the workplace with coming up with ideas that can help and assist everybody. They think in terms of the greater good very often because of the experience they've had in the past. You know, so there is positive traits with each and every one of these, but we do have to own both the positive and negative in order to fully heal and transcend the pattern.
Absolutely. And one more thing on that one, because I know so many people are tying into that. I mean, actually, mm-hmm. all of them, probably a little bit of everything, but this one is a big one, especially with all the things that people feel or are experiencing right now. But working with the affirmations, I truly see where that can help you separate from living in the past life. You're continuing to live in the past life when you're holding on to that pattern, realizing that wait, that was then, this mm-hmm. is now. And yes, I've learned and I have this awareness that things can happen and go up and down. However, I can respond differently and I can work with that differently. So, and really claim in this lifetime a different experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty powerful. It's actually very amazing. She explained three of them. And you saw how much information was in three out of the 12. Now, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we want to go into, we want to make sure you know how to find her. Go check out what Karen Downing has going on out there. And if that is something that you are interested in looking into, we are talking about past life patterns and how to heal from them and really, you know, find who you are in this lifetime and really bring yourself to the highest and best you can be, highest potential. My guest today is Karen Downing. This is the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
We've already said
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
We are back. I like that song. Thank you, Brian. Again, he's so good with the music. He's awesome. I say that all the time, but it really is a great energy that he brings, and I appreciate it. And everybody at the station and Transformation Talk Radio, they are an incredible team of people, and all of the show hosts out there, incredible work they do. So I'm saying thank you for what you give to the world. Now, today on this show, the Jen Royster Show, we've been talking with my guest today, spiritual teacher Karen Downing, and we've been talking about 12 past life patterns, which are phenomenal and very interesting. And she shared in the last segment three of those. But Karen, what do you offer people? Is it private sessions, workshops, speaking? What do you do to offer for people that are interested in looking into this?
Well, I offer everything from a one-time past life analysis, which isn't very much like getting a past life reading, but we look at these patterns, I have an 8-week course that's a private course where we go in depth to talk about each of the 12 patterns and also hook that into personal past lives that the individuals experienced. And then I have a really intensive 6-month past life healing one-on-one course. So there's really steps in the process that are really made for you, no matter where you're at in that process of learning about your past lives, whether you're new to it, whether you're more seasoned in it. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great step-by-step system to help start digging into those a little bit more and more, and then creating that personal transformation, which is the whole point of learning about them in the first place.
I gotcha. Because really, it's when you're making that choice and what you want to do and how deep you want to go. It's really just to help you and guide you along the way to discover. You're really going to discover it yourself mm-hmm. in this kind of work, which I love that. I'm very much about that, because to me, that is really true healing. And they really, you know, they're really digging in. You see that they start to become more interested, and you just can't stop. You know, you just want to keep going. And now you know that they're on their path, you know.
Absolutely.
Now they're back on the horse and they're going forward. Where can they find you? Do you have a website, or is it a phone number, email? How can they reach you and learn more about what you have?
The best way to find out more about me is on my website. It is aurorasmessage.com. That's AURORAS message.com. And I do have more information about each of these 12 past life patterns on the website as well. So if you heard something today and you're like, I need to read a little bit more about this ruler, I have full, you know, written explanations of so far 8 of them, and I'm just working at getting all of those up right now.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because, and, you know, that's just going to, you. I mean, it's a continual study. She knows as well as I do, any of the spiritual teacher people out here helping others. I mean, we've gone through our own that we're working with our own self, and we see, my goodness, this is incredible. We want to help someone else do that with their own style and their own way. But it is a continual learning process. It is always, we're learning just as much as we're helping. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I see where you probably will end up with more patterns than that, or longer explanations.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, one. Yeah.
Because as you were describing it, I was seeing things inside of other things inside of it. I was like, oh, my goodness, that's an incredible thing.
Yeah, each one of the expressions, what we really talk about is how the ego part of us will react in opposition to that energy. So like with the monk that we talked about, you know, there's two different ways that that monk can show up in your life. And as we dig into the past lives, we do talk about those two different expressions. One is more of a proactive expression, trying to avoid those things from happening again. And one is more of a reactive expression. So that's just to give you a little bit more insight into how we flesh these out.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. You know, incredible, incredible. And, you know, what I've experienced, I have to ask you, what I've experienced when we've worked with this with my clients, the dreams, if they weren't dreaming, they think they're not dreaming. I think they are. They just don't recall them. But, you know, you get them back up, and then all of a sudden all the dreams start kicking in. Because now something's activated to start processing that energy that was stuck.
Absolutely. And it's a huge part of past life release. That is one thing I talk about with my clients on a regular basis, to look at the dreams you're having when we're doing our course of study. And they are amazing. Even if you could only remember a few words, you know, and part of the course of study, they will be emailing me, these are the dreams I had. This is what I want to talk about. And then more information will come. Well, this is what it was from, this past life experience. It's connected to this pattern. This is how we look at it and analyze it. And this is what your body is now ready to release. That's why you're having the dream. So absolutely. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yes. I mean, just about any of this kind of work, energy work, I've seen that, this type of work, depending on what it was that you needed to find that puzzle piece that was what you needed for your unique connection to put your pieces back together in the right way for you to go forward. It could be from all kinds of different things. It always activates the dreams. That's the one thing that I have found that's a common denominator. Mm-hmm. And the dreaming is, I'm always so happy. I work a lot with intuitive children, and they'll have the nightmares and different things like that. But we process about what we're doing with those nightmares, what nightmares and what the meaning is a little bit more, because these children, I'm working with children at times where they're like 4, 5, 6 years old, but they've had some past lives, and boy, did they bring them in.
Yep.
And it's very active at that point, and they're still feeling some of that.
The memories are so fresh at that age. Mm-hmm. So it's great.
Yeah. So that's pretty big. But dreams are big. So this activates the dreams, obviously, and then you can process that. And that's huge. That's healing in itself. So whenever those dreams get active, including the ones that seem like, well, that was a little scary, work mm-hmm. with dream analysis to understand and interpret the dream, because even, believe it or not, the not so great dreams, the ones that seem to be disturbing, are actually very healing, because now you're processing these energies. Now you're facing probably some fears that you've been avoiding. So mm-hmm. that's big. That's huge in your healing. And I did want to share that, because I can't imagine that you're not bringing up dreaming.
It's integral to understanding it. And one thing I always say to people is, if you wake up and you have emotion, then you know for sure that dream was a past life experience that you were reliving in some way. Maybe the people have changed, and maybe the situation wasn't exactly like it was, but that emotion is your key to follow that for further detail.
Absolutely. Karen, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show and sharing your work. This is great work. And I know you're out there helping and healing and working with a lot of people, helping them bring their lives together to move forward. And it's very encouraging and empowering to do something like this. We appreciate everything you're doing for people out there. And one more time, her website is Aurora's Message, AuroraMessage.com. And she's got all of the information about what we've been sharing on the show today over on the website. I believe she said she has 8 of the patterns up there of the 12, and she's working to get the rest. So go check out her website. If you would like to sign up for the newsletter to know about my upcoming shows or a little bit more about what I do, I've got free meditations at my website. We have free gifts if you sign up for the newsletter. That's actually a free video class. Go over to jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, and check it out. I also have all the show links for today's show. If you missed any of it, or if you're looking for her website, I have it right there on the show page. It has really been a pleasure, as always, being with you, the listeners. I wish everyone happy dreams and happy life. And when you do discover your past lives, whether it's with Karen or me or anybody else out there that does this kind of work, go in there with some positive. You're going to learn meditations, I would imagine, as well, right, Karen?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Meditation is a big deal. I mean, you want to learn that. But we have run out of time, and it has been a great show. And thank you so much for being with us today, Karen. For
thank
all
you.
Your listeners, I'm sending you a lot of love, a lot of great energy for an incredible week. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B-Intuit.